A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we celebrate this great feast of the resurrection, the greatest feast in the whole year for us Christians. And this feast changes everything, and it gives us a different outlook on life and death. But we celebrate also that last night at the Easter Vigil, we had eight people received into the church, eight adults, mostly young adults, all received or brought back into the church from baptism, and all eight receiving confirmation. If you've ever been to the Easter Vigil, you know how beautiful that liturgy is. We start in total darkness, and the Paschal candle comes into the church as we sing the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Because it's that light of Christ that pierces through the darkness of the world, the darkness of death and sin. And the darkness, as Scripture says, cannot overcome the light of Christ. And that's what today is all about. But the light of Christ continues to shine and overpowers the darkness. And we celebrate that today and every day when we celebrate Mass. And when we receive those new Catholics into the church, it reminds the rest of us of who we are called to be. And this is a phenomenon happening across the world. You may have seen it in the media or in the press, that in different countries, in our country too, many more people are converting to Catholicism or coming back after some time away. But it just shows us the power of Christ, even in a world that's as mixed up and confused as ours, that we spend most of our time maybe complaining about the world, right? But somehow the Spirit is working. And we have to take note of that too, not just to give thanks to God as we should, but also to renew our hope, because we're not losing. Christ is not on the run. No. And when they come into the church, they remind us that that exodus from slavery and sin continues today. That people coming out of the darkness, out of the lies and the deception that our culture so often presents as truth, that continues because of the Spirit calling people forward. And they know that they come into the church, and as Archbishop Hicks said a few weeks ago, the church is not a country club. That country club is there just to take care of its own members. The church is a covenant with Jesus Christ, and we go out to invite others to a relationship with Jesus. Those new members also remind us that Catholicism is not just a set of ideas that we agree with or disagree with, but it's above all about a relationship and an identity, our relationship with Jesus, and our awareness of our identity as brothers and sisters of Christ, as sons and daughters of God the Father. And the important thing about Catholicism, yes, it's important that it's true, and it is. But the most important thing is that we're in a relationship with the living God, every one of us. And the Christian life is about deepening that relationship with God and having Christ ever more at the center of our lives. Because Christ has shown us now that he's not just a great teacher or a prophet or a miracle worker who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. He's the Son of God who conquers death and overcomes everything that we can fear. And these new members in the church remind us too that it's not a question just of studying the faith and that we happen to agree with its basic teachings, but that it's God who comes and rescues us from the land of the dead and brings us into the land of the living, brings us out of the darkness. And that's why in Easter we all rejoice, because there's a reminder to us at Easter that no matter what the world throws at us, that it can do its worst, and it did its worst when it crucified the Son of God. That Christ rises again, and he triumphs. And that gives our lives a different meaning than just slogging through and hoping to get to heaven someday at the end. No, everything changes. We're not under the power of evil. We're under the power of the Son of God. And we have access to that power through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. It also means that our past sin doesn't define us anymore. We confess that. It's just my background. And even the wounds that I may still carry from sad, unfortunate things that have happened, maybe those hurts and emotional pain, that's not the full story. Because I've got a new identity now in Jesus Christ. It reminds us, too, that death is not the last word. And it reminds us that our hope is not just wishful thinking. It reminds us that love is greater than death. And that at its origin, and all throughout our lives, and at the end of our lives, there's God, there's love, and there's eternal life. That's the reality we celebrate today. And once we're in touch with who we really are before God and what the resurrection does for us, it means that we're witnesses of what's changed and what's happened in us. That we aren't just people waiting for judgment and hoping for the best, but rather we're witnesses to Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. We may not be theologians or apologists. We may not be able to explain everything all that well. But all we need to do is witness by living out who we are. By telling people, this is what God did for me. And maybe he can do it in your life too. So Easter is an invitation for us not to be afraid. Over and over throughout the scripture, you hear those words. Do not be afraid. It's because the power of the Holy Spirit will carry us. Jesus sends the Spirit on Pentecost to accompany us for the rest of our journey. And we need not be afraid. God is with us, and the light shines on in the darkness.